On 2SER 107.3 FM, after a blistering sold-out show in the studio in 2021, musical legends Ed Cooper and Jim White are returning to the Sydney Opera House for Vivid Live, bringing their formidable powers to the drama theatre. For one night only on Saturday 28th of May 2022. Don't worry, Jim White's got more stuff than that going down. And here to tell us more about it, the aforementioned Jim White. Hey Jim, how are you going?
G'day Danny, I'm good thanks, how are you mate?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you very much. You're down at Mona with Ed Cooper at the moment, mate.
I am, we're just going to, after we talk, we're going to do soundcheck down here. We're going to play tonight and tomorrow night.
And how's it all been going so far with these shows? Are you enjoying them? I'm assuming you've got unfinished business, seeing as you and Ed are both coming back to the Sydney Opera House.
Yeah, well we did a lot of, we did a fair bit of the tour last time, but we also had a lot cancelled because of COVID, so we came back to finish those and then, you know, luckily Vivid invited us to do a show there, so we jumped at that. And but it's going very well. We thought we were playing pretty well last time. I think we were, and that was our first time playing together that tour. And now we've just come back and it's feeling really great. And we're adding new songs all the time. And we were out in WA last weekend, and I, else the weekend before.
I imagine it's pretty free form and sort of no two performances are the same.
Well, I mean it's all Ed's songs. It's from material from the Saint through Laughing Clown through his solo stuff up to recent stuff. So it's all song based, but it's it just tends to feel differently every night, and we're open to that, you know.
And so that is happening. You and Ed Cooper hitting the Drama Theatre at the Sydney Opera House on Saturday, 28th of May. But you're sticking around in town because you'll also be playing on Tuesday, 31st of May, with Liars under the guise of The Double, which is you and Emmett Kelly.
Yeah, so Emmett's on the plane out now from LA, and we met quite a long time ago playing with on a Will Oldham record, a Bonnie Prince Billy record called The Letting Go in Iceland, and we started a bar band a few years after that. We really wanted to be in a bar band, but we went into this room and we started working on it, and then we were really looking at some, you know, sort of early rock and roll forms, and then we sort of somehow accidentally found this new beat never before known. So we thought, well, we better make a band then. Because, you know, it's not every day that you discover a new rhythm. So we did that, and that's what you're going to see that night.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, I'll tell you what, if that's not enough motivation to get there and see a never-before-heard beat,
there we're Tuesday. Play it for 45, we're going to play it for 40 minutes.
That's non-stop. Good. That yep. Sounds absolutely wonderful. I love that sort of thing, mate.
The last note will be a triple, but the rest of it will all be the double.
Lock it in and keep it going. And you sort of said there that you met working with Bonnie Prince Billy. Throughout your career, you've worked with a murderer's row of talent, and barely a year goes by without a notable release with your name in the credits. Have you got anything coming up soon that people should know about?
So you've got
so much coming up you don't even know.
Well, you know, I'm not sure what you're supposed to say, you know, when it's being announced. But, you know, what I do have in Sydney, we're doing that, and we're also doing Solaris White, which is the band that I've had for a number of years now. We've just finished our fifth album, which isn't out yet, but we're playing at Parramatta, at a theatre in Parramatta, and we're also playing a couple other shows in Sydney and Wollongong, and also a band. A few years ago, well, Solaris White were on tour in America, and then this woman called Marissa Anderson, who's fantastic, like American-style guitarist, like really comes from sort of folk and blues, but which is often something that I'm not particularly, you know, I love that music, but I'm not that excited by it, but she makes it sound really fresh and exciting, and it's got her own take on sort of on those forms. And we got on quite well, and we became good friends. And we actually went down to Mexico. We made a record, and so the festival in Melbourne called Rising Festival invited me to do a bunch of things, like with Ed, with George Lewis, with The Double, and with Marissa. So they're all coming out over the next few weeks, and so we organised a few shows in Sydney to go along with it. So there's going to be a show at the Bolo. What's it called? That's the Marrickville Bolo.
Oh, right, Marrickville Bolo. What a wonderful venue for you to be playing at. Geez, you're doing it all from running the full spectrum from the Sydney Opera House to the Marrickville Bolo.
Yeah, there's something at the Great Club with Lewis White and the duo with Marissa Anderson, and then we're also playing down at both bands are playing down at Wollongong Art Gallery as well.
Oh, wow. I used to live near the great club. I shouldn't have moved because then I could have been seeing Jim White live. Mate, thank you so much. I better let you and Ed get busy. Please tell Ed Cooper that all his friends here at 2SER wish him the absolute very best. Wishing you the best as well. Tickets
thank
for the Vivid
much.
Shows, you can get them from vividsydney.com. You, of course, got a couple of gigs there. There's Tuesday, 31st of May is Liars with special guests The Double, which is you, Jim, and Emmett Kelly, just to let you know what you've got in your calendar coming up soon. And, of course, one night only, Saturday, 28th of May, at the studio at the Sydney Opera House with Ed Cooper. That's it. The stuff you were talking about there before with you and Marissa sounds intriguing. I think we might take a cut from it now, mate. I think we might take the title track from the album The Quickening here on Friday Drive, but I'll let you go do your thing. Jim White, thank you so much for joining us here on Friday
thank
Drive.
Thank you, Daddy. Thanks for having me on.